is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. We've got a lot of features there. Listening options, including live streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions, plus our webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com. Listen lines, which allow you to dial in from pretty much anywhere. There's a phone. Anywhere you can dial long distance, you can call the listen lines and listen around the clock. So go and get all of our listening options at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls. Coming up, a ludicrous story about a police encounter. We'll share that with you here in a moment. But first, Kyle is in Pennsylvania. And Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Curtis, and Mark. Kyle, in Pennsylvania, going once. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about my experience in the traffic court today.
Your experience in traffic court?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
I had a simple parking ticket, $35 fine, and I figured, man, here's a chance, you know, just working against the system, why just pay for it? So I decided to go the Mark Stevens route.
Okay, to ask a bunch of questions or ask some questions of the robed people in the court, the robed man in the court, and try to box him into a corner that will be very uncomfortable for him.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I start off, you know, before it officially kicks off, I ask him, do I have a right to a fair trial? You know, of course, he says yes. And then I ask him, is a fair trial possible? Is there a conflict of interest? And then, of course, you would assume that he would say yes. But unexpectedly,
he would say no.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. No, I'm sorry. But unexpectedly, he kind of wavered for a second and was like, well, it's possible to have a fair result even though there is a conflict of interest. Wouldn't you agree? This is what he said to me.
It's possible that if you flip a coin that it'll land on its edge, too.
Exactly. So he basically was saying, well, even if we could come to a determination that there was a conflict of interest, wouldn't you agree with me that a fair outcome still could come to pass? And I said, yes, but that had no... I don't think that's legal.
That was not a responsive answer to your question.
Yes, yes. I finally kind of got him to come around to the fact that he admitted to himself, well, if there is a conflict of interest, a judge would have to recuse himself and possibly this could proceed with another judge at another time.
You know, I know it's you got to think on your feet when you're in court. It's not the easiest thing, and I'm not trying to say that you did a bad job or anything. But in thinking about what you said, actually, it is not possible to get a fair result with a conflict of interest. The result might be the same if there's only two choices between like guilty and not guilty. The result might be the same if it was a unfair trial, but it still would not be a fair result.
Yes, and I did actually go on to. Paraphrasing what you said, I did basically tell him that, and he kind of nodded his head, and he's like, well, what is the point of this anyway? We shall proceed. And I said to him, well, who do you represent? You know, the so-called knockout question. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for one of three things. You know, I represent the state or no one or myself. You know, I could, you know, branch off from any of those answers, and he said that he represented no one. So I'm like, all right, I got you. So I kind of said, well, what did you do? Just put on a robe this morning and walk up here? How'd you get up there? And he didn't like that too much. He kind of said, well, yeah, of course he wouldn't. He kind of said, well, Well, no, I have the authority to judge over these matters, but I am representing no one. And it took almost 20 minutes before we even started, because I was trying to get him to admit that he is somehow related to this person who's bringing action against me. I then said, well, aren't you here representing the government, the state? I probably shouldn't have came out and said that. I was trying to get him to admit that himself. He said, no, I represent the people. Therefore,
that's what the guy at the state says. It's the people's attorney.
Yes. So I say, okay, you said you represent the people because the citizens voted him in. Now, this next part, I don't know if this is too far to be going, but what I said to him, and thank God he didn't hold me in contempt or anything. But I said, well, if so-called citizens voted you in, there are no citizens. There is no United States. I can prove that. And as soon as I said that, he said, we're going to begin here. Can I get a chance to even prove my statement? And he just,
I'm surprised you made it 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a little more. He was like, well, obviously you don't care about the Constitution and this is all your opinion, but we were going back and forth for a little bit. He actually let me go on a little bit longer than I thought he would.
Did you, did you get any audio of this? Did you record this?
No, I know. I should have. I wanted to, but, I did not.
Was there anybody else there who could help you with something like that, or were you all alone?
I had a chance for my wife to be there, but this is really my first time doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of worried that, if her being there, I'd probably be even more nervous. So I just wanted to do it on my own.
It's a pretty ballsy move going into a courtroom without anybody there and taking a Mark Stevens approach of asking some difficult questions of the judge, the robed man. Very, very ballsy. It could have ended, like you said, it could have ended up with you in contempt, and then no one would have even known what had happened to you. I always get a little nervous when people are talking about stories like this, because it's better to have people backing you up. And if you don't have that, it's another extra reason to go to freestateproject.org and get signed up, get up here to New Hampshire. We can actually have people accompany you to court and support you in various ways.
I was nervous at first, but going into it more, I kind of calmed down, and eventually I got him to admit that he gets paid by the government. And then I asked him, well, this parking attendant or whatever, don't they get paid by the same people that pay you? And he said, no, they get paid by the parking authority.
That was a different bureaucracy.
and everything. And I said, well, who gives? He said, this is an administrative entity or what.
I'm curious,
what
were there people in court at the time you were doing this?
It was the judge, myself, and the so-called parking attendant.
Man.
Yes,
that's a bummer. So nobody even got to see you ask the questions. It basically happened in a vacuum. The only people that know about this are our listeners now, from what you're telling us.
Yes. I then basically got him to finally admit that through a way of some channels, like, well, who gives this parking authority their authority? And he admitted himself it was the government. So I said, well, your so-called honor, you were a party to the action against me.
So-called?
You admitted that
you didn't say so-called honored, did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
My God.
He's not honorable.
You are lucky to be free today.
I told my wife all this after the court. She's like, I can't believe you're not in jail right now. But I think I'm not, only because maybe he just totally doesn't get it. Well, at first he didn't. Once I
don't know why you aren't in jail. I don't. I just avoid saying things like your honor at all. I just don't even use those terms. But I'm glad you're all right. Are you you planning on making a move to New Hampshire someday?
If I can convince my lovely wife, we're kind of butting heads right there right now.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Hey, thanks for the call.
There's no better place for a Liberty family than
absolutely.
New
bring them together. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Speaking of the court, got a ludicrous story to share coming up.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies? Yes. Free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first, whether you're getting our emailed updates or you're following our Twitter or you're a member of our Facebook page. You can do all three if you want. It's all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is about the end of government-controlled education. Visit their new website, schoolsucksproject.com, make a profile, join the forums, and help the ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. To Amir, listening in Connecticut. Amir, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark.
Yes, Ian and Mark, how are you guys doing?
Curtis is here, too. What's on your mind, Amir?
Yes, I've been listening to the show for about two to three years now, and just tonight I decided to call because I got a really frustrating email from one of my professors who's been for the past 2 and 3 years. She's been just, you know, attacking my Arab origin, you know, in class, outside of class, in front of, you know, random people, in front of classmates. But let me read you the email. This email I got from her. I'm a senior computer science student in New Haven, Connecticut, just to let you know.
Got it.
The email says, Amir, with each succeeding year, you fall farther and farther behind your age mates. When you were in high school, you were on top. Now you are on the bottom. I suspect that you are addicted to something, but I do not know whether it's games, drugs, or terrorism.
What?
Wow.
Yes, yes. Listen, I do know that you are living in an internal world that has little or no connection to the world the rest of us live in. Okay?
How does she know that about you?
No, she doesn't. I play music all over the city. I'm a very social person. I'm a very well-educated person. I mean, I'm a senior. I'm due to graduation in one month. And she, I mean...
So are your grades dropping?
Well, kind of. I've been struggling, you know, in life and academically all over. But I'm graduating in a month. I only have two courses that I'm doing over the summer and a few, you know, C program codes that I got to turn into her.
Okay,
and she goes on in the she goes on in the email about, you know, you're going to receive an F or a D if you don't bring that, submit this program, that program. She ends her email with, for both of the above courses, I will not accept the work in piles. I need to get it by the deadline. And she said, it is time to work or leave. I mean, leave to where exactly? Leave the university? Leave the country? Leave what?
Well, what would happen if you didn't graduate? Would you have to leave the country?
No, I'm an American citizen. I mean, I don't know. I'm just frustrated, you know.
What's
the whole
rest
day
of it,
since I saw this email, I'm just really burning on the inside.
Have you thought about taking the email to I can't think of the word.
The dean or whatever?
Yeah, the people
in
charge for, saying you're being harassed.
I've talked to the president of the International Student Association, even though I'm not technically, I mean, an international, but that's I guess, the person I was going to talk to. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what to think of this email.
Have you finished the email, or is there more?
No, that's about it, really.
She actually comes out and says that she believes your grades are dropping because you're too busy doing terrorism.
Something like that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Have you experienced
her point is that, you know, you're busy with something and you're just locked up in a basement somewhere and that's your life. You're doing terrorism.
How is it any business of hers?
Huh?
How is it any business of hers?
I have no idea.
How many, I mean, at least 2/3 of all students who go to college end up getting preoccupied with something and leaving. So how is that really any business of hers?
Maybe she can pawn it off as she cares about her students, so she needs to know these things. But what other things has she said that incline you to believe that, that make you want to believe that she is a racist? I mean, has she actually said something in person, or is this terrorism quip?
No, this is the first incident where I got something from her in writing and my email. But over the past 3 years, she's the dean, she's the chairman of computer science, who's supposed to grade my work and supposed to sign my graduation papers. I've been living with this for the past 3 years, in class, outside of class, but this is the first time that I got something in writing. writing. Right, that's
right.
What
I don't mean in writing.
Call.
I mean, what other things has she said to you? Because, I mean, it could just be a bad attempt at a joke. I mean, are there other things she said that make you believe she's somehow a racist or in any way, you know, this
oh,
is
the,
not...
All the time. All the time. I would love to bring something, you know, from the top of my head that would really show how racist and how anti... I would say anti-Arab she is. Because, you know... just a month ago, that's what I can recall right now. Just a month ago, I was approaching her in the hallway of the engineering building. She was talking to one of my classmates and that I was taking a class with. And in some way, the conversation turns from between the three of us, me, her, and my other classmate. The conversation just turns from, you know, programming methods and all of that into, I don't know, a point where she says, you know, men in Saudi, she was looking at me, men in Saudi Arabia, they love to get their women to be submissive or something like that. It's just a lot of incidents. It's not just me. It's other people, Indians, Arabs, all of that. And we just talk about it. I mean, I talked to one of my Indian friends, and the president of the ISA was next to him, and he was like, take a look at this, because he had another case also.
It seems to me that this woman is in a real bad field if she doesn't like people from the Middle East. Because I
understand. I know. I'd
imagine a lot of people
it.
In programming are.
I want to know what
you
guys think about it.
Well, here's my advice, Amir. First off, you probably did the right thing talking to the international student liaison guy, and hopefully he doesn't go and say anything to her and really put a crimp in your style. But, you know, and I hope that he gave you some good information. There's another organization called Fire. It's at thefire.org, thefire.org. It is a student freedom organization, and they may be able to help you to some extent. But I would say that the biggest thing you can do is to try to get your stuff turned in, your assignments turned in, the programs you have to turn in. Make them stellar as best you can so that you can get whatever grade you need to get out.
Get the hell
because
out,
it doesn't matter whether you get a 1.5 grade point average or a 3.5 grade point average. As long as you're out, you're out. And you've got the sheepskin and you're gone and this lady is out of your life. But if she gives you any kind of trouble, then you've already documented it with the international school liaison fella, and hopefully you get some good information from the FIRE organization there, and then you can do something. If she doesn't give you what you consider to be a good and fair grade, you can show that she's biased towards you, and that's really that's the best thing you can do at this point. What you need to do is put this lady as far behind you as quickly as possible.
I think that's good advice. Amir, good luck out there, man. Thank you for the call.
And I really love your show. Thanks. Love everything that you guys talk about. The Free State Project, you guys just rock.
No, you're a terrorist, Amir, so it doesn't really matter what you think.
Hey, come on up to New Hampshire when you get out of college.
Please do.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of New Hampshire, we need to talk about the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in moments. We'll give you the latest on that. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you. They include things like our webcam, which has both the chat room and a webcam on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can pull that up. Curtis is was showing off his brand new sandwich during the break, which I think is actually worthy of talking about here. You know, we don't normally
in
talk about...
In case we lose him, in case he has a heart attack on air, people will know.
New fat food fast food items.
No, fat food's right.
But yeah, maybe I do repeat myself. Curtis, what is it that you are gobbling on there during the break?
And no eating on air.
It is KFC's Double Down.
What is it? What is the Double Down?
It's two chicken patties with a special sauce, some sort of cheese, and some bacon. And there's no bread.
You've got two patties as basically the bread, and then cheese and bacon in between.
Yeah, who needs bread when you're going to have chicken patties?
I don't think it really matters. You're probably not going to live through the experience.
Oh, don't be silly. All right, so you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and watch Curtis eat.
Instead of Ian.
Ravage was trying to eat, too. The studio cat. Yeah, he was trying to help Curtis with his food.
All right, so those are the exciting things. Some of the exciting things you will see on the Free Talk Live studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Brought to you by memorydealers.com.
There you go. 800-259-9231. Did they know they were going to be paying for that when they did the sponsorship of the cam?
Well, I usually don't talk about what people are going to see on the cam when I sell the sponsorship.
Yeah, one day I was sitting in here with my bathrobe on and forgot to turn the cam off the night before. You never know.
Oh, God.
What you'll see. Luckily, it wasn't a terms of service violation. Anyway, we'll continue here, and you can bring up anything. Oh, by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Speaking of Curtis, he is the assistant organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. It's coming up here in about, what, 5 weeks now, Curtis? June 24th through the 27th. It's the 17th of May, probably 5 or 6 weeks away.
About 36 days.
Yeah, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be an amazing event. In fact, you've just launched a brand new website.
Yep, you can go check it out at Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com, Porkfest2010.com.
Okay, I thought y'all were going to take over the Porkfest.com. It's Porkfest.
That's kind of the plan, but we wanted to get it out there as soon as possible, and Porkfest2010.com was very available.
And it won't do you any good next year either.
Well, yeah, there's options, you know, but we wanted to get it out there for people to use. There's some really great features. I'm really happy with the schedule feature. That's something people should go check out.
What's that?
It's if you're familiar with Google Calendar, they do your, you know, they you can have your own little schedule there with your Google account, and they do it in kind of a block format, so it's real easy on the eyes. You can really, you know, tell when you've got two things scheduled at the same time or something like that. So we used that and imported about 4 or 5 different calendars. One for I kind of split it up based on geography. So there's a calendar for the picnic pavilion, a calendar for the TV room, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the schedule page right now, and there's just so much happening at Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. It's going to be a huge year. Last year was very well attended. It seems to me like this year should be better because the event, I think, just seems bigger. There seems to be more going on. Hundreds of people have already registered with the pre-registration period, which is now over.
Correct.
So you can still get registered. What's the cost now, Curtis?
Cost now is $25 per person. It's still the cheapest Freedom Festival on the planet.
That's incredibly affordable. Now, there are some bonus things that you can tack on to that. You can go to see Michael Badnarik talk about, do a constitution course for 8 hours on, what day is that, Wednesday?
Or Thursday.
On Thursday. Then Friday, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, who we were talking about earlier, is actually going to be here to do one of his seminars, which is basically another all-day-long event. Now, both of those events are... It's critical that you get enough people to sign up for them in advance, Curtis. You can't just just have everybody show up at the door and expect Michael Badnarik and Mark Stevens to show up. They need to know in advance that people are going to be there, and they need to have people paid in advance for those tickets. So people can do all of that at porkfest2010.com. They can get signed up. They can get registered. They can know.
No, there's. If you go to porkfest2010.com, we do have a link to the registration, but registration is still through a third party.
Okay, but it is. You can get there from porkfest2010.com. That's
absolutely
what I'm saying. Right. It's. You go through a secure shopping cart. When you say third party, you mean it's a secure shopping cart provider kind of thing.
No. They actually have to leave the site and go to another site. It's Eventbrite.
But what I'm saying is that website is a secure shopping cart where you get to select what it is that you want. It goes into the cart. You check out. You're secure. You don't have any of the issues. So that's what I meant when I was saying that. So you hired them to do the checking out for you, basically.
Exactly.
Rather than write your own checkout system and go through all of that bureaucracy.
Which we hope to do next year. We hope to do it this year, but, you know.
So there's so much happening. I'm not even going to get into all the details. Everything from, I mean, the Magic the Gathering tournament to the 80s dance party, the Free Talk Live broadcasting live. And it's all at a campground. It's all at Rogers Campground up in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Yeah, we take it over. We own that thing.
It's incredibly beautiful, the location. The weather is always fantastic that time of year here in New Hampshire. And so it's going to be a great social event. You'll get to meet up with a lot of the voices that you hear on this show. People calling into this program, you've heard people say they're coming to Porkfest. A lot of people you haven't heard, maybe you haven't heard on this show in a number of months, if not a couple of years. You'll see those people too. People like Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, Gardner Goldsmith, who's normally here on Monday nights. He's going to be there. Lots of the liberty oriented people that you're familiar with, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, are going to be at this event, and people you've never met before who are equally as interesting and awesome and amazing personalities. And it's going to be a lot of fun, plus camping. So go to porkfest2010.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T 2010.com, and get some details, get set up. I mean, in fact, people are even coming up. They're sharing rides to come up. People are splitting campsites. You know, there are ways to drive the cost down because once you pay the $25 to get in, you still have to camp. That's extra on top of that. Of course, you don't have to camp. You could stay at a hotel down the road if you wanted to.
Exactly.
So it's up to you how you play it out. There are different ways to set it up. Go to porkfest2010.com. As we go to your phone calls, Ty is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ty.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Ty?
Hey, I was just thinking I've downloaded that Market for Liberty audiobook again so I can listen to it. We were speaking about it the other night.
Yes, sir.
Regarding arbitration agencies and reputation agencies.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, as I was listening to it today, I just was struck with a thought. We often, folks who advocate liberty in the free market, often talk about how the free market is about self-interest. But I think there's actually a little bit more to it. I think that it's really a mutual benefit situation. You know, a self-interest thing is like somebody by themselves being completely self-sufficient, whereas a free market requires at least two people, and each person benefits.
So I agree.
I think we can put more emphasis on the mutuality of the market.
I think it depends on who you're talking to. I think that if you're talking to somebody who might identify as a liberal, then putting that emphasis on would probably have better effect than with a so-called conservative, because those people, I think they would resonate better with the "Hey, you're going to benefit" kind of message. That's just kind of a general statement about very, very, glittering generalities about liberals and conservatives. But I think you can tailor that message.
That's interesting. I wonder if there's such a thing as a mutualist. There are so many ists these days, you know?
There are people that call themselves mutualists. They've kind of played out as sort of commies, but I don't really know much about mutualism. Curtis, you know much about that?
Kind of. Anything I say is going to be wrong, but from what I understand, it's kind of a gift economy.
Yeah, so the mutualist term that you're thinking of maybe isn't the same as mutually beneficial transactions. Maybe that's what you were thinking about. But Ty, if you had more to the discussion, you're welcome to hang on. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, I generally agree that the marketplace is full of win-wins because when people are interacting and exchanging, they're trading on a consensual basis, and you wouldn't make the trade if you didn't think you were benefiting from the trade. So it's a win-win, whereas taxation and government, it's win-lose or lose-lose.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. The remaining moments of the program, enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. 9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and it's worth $3 a month, you'll also get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, and some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking extensively about the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few moments ago, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, excuse me, porkfest2010.com. Either one, you'll be able to get registered for Porkfest. But one of the things about the Porcupine Freedom Festival is it's more than just a weekend. It's officially happening from the 24th through the 27th, but a lot of people are showing up that Monday or Sunday. They're staying all week, and they're doing extra camping and hanging out and having a good time socializing. But that also means that if you come up early, that there's a lot of other things that you'll be able to do beyond just the scheduled activities at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some people will tour around the state. They'll drive to different places, you know, stay a night out in Manchester or Keene or something like that, or go out to the different locations. But one of the things you'll be able to do on the 23rd of June, if you're here in New Hampshire, is you'll be able to go to the federal courthouse in Concord. We talked earlier tonight about how Julian Heiklin is coming here, and he is the fully informed jury association activist that's traveling around going to different federal courthouses doing FIJA outreach. You'll be able to join in on that. So if you've never done a fully informed jury outreach, this is going to be a major, I have a feeling it's going to be a major event with a lot of people attending, which means that your risk of getting arrested will probably be pretty low.
Come to New Hampshire on vacation, leave on probation, return on vacation.
So that's going to be one thing. In fact, we did some fully informed jury outreach this morning here in Keene, where we do this show. The activists came out. Actually, it was a grand jury outreach. We do both the regular pettit juries the regular 12 juries that you're more familiar with from the movies and that kind of thing. And then there's the grand jury as well. And so we do outreach to both. And so we were doing that outreach this morning. And while we were doing it, it's the usual. We stand outside the court. We hand out the FIJA flyers to people saying nice things like, you know, would you like some free information on your rights as a juror? And, of course, 90% of the people that walk by us will take the flyers. And at one point, this white-haired bailiff, this old lady bailiff, comes out. She's very grumpy, and she starts badgering us to leave, to stop opening the door for people specifically. She wants us to no longer open the door for people, because when you're there out front of the courthouse, there are people coming up for jury duty, and a lot of them have stuff in their hands. You know, they've got a handbag, or they've got a cup of coffee, or
some file folders.
A folder, yeah, multiple things. Cup of coffee and a notebook or something like that.
Shoved under their shoulder and ear, right?
They're in a rush. They've just gotten out of their car. They're going to be late. They've got to get into the court as quickly as possible. So we're there. We're standing around. Why not open the door for them?
Yeah.
It's a nice thing to do. So that's what we've done. We've been doing this for months. I mean, the whole FIJA thing, Fully Informed Jury Outreach, has been going on here since August of 2008. So the event itself has been happening for a long time, and most of those times we've been opening doors for people. So all of a sudden, today, it becomes a problem. Today, it becomes a problem. And the speculation is because we're reaching out to the grand jurors, and they don't like that. They like that even less than reaching out to the regular jurors, because the grand jurors have more influence. They can do more things than a regular jury. But that's just the speculation. Either way, this bureaucrat comes out of the doors, and she demands that we stop opening the door for people. She turns around and goes back inside. Naturally, we had some questions for her about what she was demanding, so we followed her into the vestibule, and that's when she turned around and started yelling, and the other bureaucrat that was there was accusing us of loitering, I think, out front. It was just ludicrous. And so she said she was going to call. I had said, I want to just ask you some questions about what you just told us. And she said, well, I'm going to call the sheriff. And I said, well, why don't you do that? And so she goes in, and we go back out front, keep opening the door for people, of course.
It's interesting, though. I mean, this is the gal who's in charge of the building. I mean, she's
a
bailiff.
She's a bailiff.
Right. Well, I mean, they're in charge of the building,
okay.
Right? They've got the little badge. Why is it that they need to go get the sheriff guys to do this?
Maybe they can't make arrests.
They're not even real law enforcement officers. They're prison transporters in this particular area.
Well, a lot of them are former law enforcement officers.
But I'm sorry. Yeah. I had a friend who worked for UPS that was a former law enforcement officer.
Yep.
That doesn't give them any, any power. I mean, they don't on a regular basis deal with people. They're just prison transporters, and these guys out here aren't prisoners.
Well, they're not really prison transporters. That's the sheriff. They transport to prison. But anyway,
who are these people?
They're court bailiffs.
But they sent out the
sheriffs.
Right. The prison transporters.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying the bailiffs were the transporters. Okay, I got a little lost. We're getting into minutiae. Anyway, so they call the sheriffs, and the sheriffs come out. And by this time, I have my quick.com ready, because she surprised us. We didn't know we haven't seen an aggressive bureaucrat in the whole time we've been doing FIJA at this courthouse. The first day we were there, a couple of sheriffs came out and they asked us what we were doing. Then they went back inside. That was the last time until today. 2 years almost passed by. And then today, there's this conflicting encounter. So three sheriffs pile out from the court. They obviously got every single sheriff that was in that court building that day. They came out, and the apparently head of the three begins to demand, and we caught all of this on video. So you can go to freekeen.com. You can get two different camera angles, and I think that the newer one that has just been posted, the most recent one that has been posted, is the best one. It shows the most of the encounter, and it's higher quality, better than my BlackBerry. But I have my BlackBerry out, and I was ready to go with Quick.com. We're broadcasting live. So these guys come out. First thing I tell them is, we're broadcasting live. And guys, okay. And even, of course, if they weren't okay with it, I would still be broadcasting live. And they backed up what the bailiff said. Yeah, we don't want you opening the door for people. And I said, well, it's just courtesy. Well, don't be courteous. No. They really said that on camera.
Don't be courteous.
That's right. Don't be courteous. And then they went on to suggest that it was disorderly conduct.
And that you're impeding the flow of traffic by opening the door.
By
opening the door, you're impeding the flow of traffic.
I tried to get an explanation on that.
By the way, when the guy turns around, opens the door for his partner who comes out the door.
Yeah, that's right. So as the three are out there threatening us, Then another one, a fourth one, comes out with a video camera.
So that's awesome.
They've got their own camera now. And so there, this guy goes over and starts to record us recording them. And I'm trying to get an answer from them about how it is that it is impeding the flow of traffic to be opening a door for people.
But they're not going to answer that question.
I guess because they could not open the door. There you are standing in a position.
But that wasn't the allegation. That wasn't the allegation. His allegation was that somebody opened the door for somebody.
Right. Well, they just had to get compliance on something, right? Like, at this point, they understood, the courthouse, people are allowed to stand out here because there's really nothing we can do. And, well, what are we going to get them? We got to tell them something that they have to comply with. Boy, you can't open the door for people and stuff. I mean, this is just how stupid these idiots are and just how power hungry they are.
Well, I don't know if I would go so far as to call them stupid or idiotic. But they weren't thinking. They weren't thinking.
Yeah, that's kind of the definition of somebody who's stupid.
No, not necessarily. You can turn off your brain for a little bit. Like you said, Mark, they wanted to come out and flex their strength. They wanted to come out and they wanted to intimidate us because they're big and they've got guns. And they came out and they did their best, man. They did their best. The guy was standing there with his arms crossed in the ready position. The cops have a certain position where they cross their arms in front of them, and they're trained to where they can, like, if you attack them, they can defend and they can take you down with that. So they had one of them in the ready position, and, you know, they were just standing there, and they were trying their best to intimidate us, and we were not in any way, shape, or form intimidated by these people. It did not stop us from opening the door after.
My favorite is that they brought cameras out, too. As if... You know, people, liberty activists are scared of cameras.
All of our pictures are on our website, freekeen.com. I mean, almost everybody that was there is a blogger at freekeen.com.
Not one of them has ever shied away from letting people know who they are.
So they're out there. They're trying to convince us to stop recording. They didn't try to convince us to stop recording, but to stop opening the door for people. And we just weren't having it. And you're right. It is about control. It's about exerting some level of control over you so they can have a win. So they can feel good about their so-called authority, and it did not work. They trudge back into the building, and as the fourth one is going back in, the door is starting to close. I said, hey, you want me to get that for you? And before I could get it, Sam steps up from ObscureTruth.com, grabs the door, and holds it open. And I think he said thank you. I'm not positive on that. I'm not positive. I'll have to play the video back, but I'm pretty sure he said thank you, which is what everyone had said when we opened the door for them that day.
And the remainder of the video is that you guys opening doors for people as they go through.
Yeah.
So because, I mean, you know, they knew they didn't have anything. Yeah. And the defendant proceeded to open the door after we told them not to. It was a clear case of impeding the people they opened the door for as they said thank you. When they said thank you, they meant really... Please stop impeding my flow of traffic.
Grab the video at freekeen.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.